אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Shalom Australia. Swimmer Iyad Chalabi won gold on the first day of competition in the Paralympics in Tokyo and made history as the first Arab Israeli to win an Olympic medal. Chalabi, 34, was born deaf-mute to a Muslim family from Shfaram and is paralyzed in all four limbs following an accident at age 13. He competes in disability classification S1, reserved for those with the most severe activity limitations. He trains at a Haifa center run by Ilan, Israel Association for Children with Disabilities, always closely accompanied by his father Yosef. Swimmer Mark Malia won a gold medal on Friday, breaking a world record in the process. Malia, 21, won the men's 200-meter individual medley final in the SM7 category. Malia is competing in Tokyo along with his twin brother Ariel. The brothers were born with cerebral palsy and started swimming at age 5 for physical therapy. Swimmer Ami Omer Dadayon won a silver medal in the 150-meter individual medley competition yesterday. Dadon, who has cerebral palsy, began swimming at the Israel Association for Children with Disabilities as part of his rehabilitation therapy. U.S. President Joe Biden and Prime Minister Naftali Bennett concluded their first face-to-face meetings at the White House on Friday, with Biden pledging that Iran will never get a nuclear weapon and saying that though he prefers a diplomatic solution, there are other options should that fail. Speaking after their one-on-one meeting, which lasted about 50 minutes, Biden said the two leaders' teams would discuss the unwavering commitment that we have in the United States to Israel's security, as well as ways to advance peace and security for Israelis and Palestinians. Bennett said that the Israeli government is coming with a new spirit of goodwill, of hope, a spirit of decency and honesty, a spirit of unity and bipartisanship. Both leaders opened their statements acknowledging Thursday's deadly terrorist attack by the Islamic State in Kabul, which led to the death of dozens of Afghans and at least 13 U.S. service people. The meeting had originally been set to take place on Thursday, but was delayed due to the Afghan attacks. The delay led Bennett, who had been set to fly back to Israel on Thursday night, to postpone his return until after Shabbat. The Prime Minister reported that it was a wonderful meeting, especially the one-on-one. On President Biden, he said, there was a feeling that we've known each other for a long time. I found a leader who loves Israel, who knows exactly what he wants and is attentive to our needs. Thousands of mourners turned out on Wednesday evening for the funeral of Ram M.K. Said Al-Harumi, who died on Tuesday of a heart attack at age 49. Al-Harumi was buried in the Bedouin town of Shakib al-Salam, south of Beersheba. Ram Chairman Mansour Abbas, Joint Leader M.K. Ayman Oddi, Knesset Speaker Mickey Levy, Ministers Meir Cohen, Eli Avedar, Tamar Zandberg, Omer Balev and Zev Elkin and many other members of the Knesset attended the services. Many more mourners from the area were stuck in traffic and couldn't reach the funeral in time. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett, who flew overnight to the United States to meet President Biden, sent his condolences upon his landing. Yesh Atid MK Boaz Toporowski said after the funeral, "This is a sad day for the Knesset of Israel. Said was a public servant for the Bedouins of the South and for joint and equal rights for all citizens of Israel. May his memory be for a blessing." Party Chief Mansour Abbas said Al-Harumi was a smart, young, energetic politician. He believed in his path as the son of Negev Arabs. The loss is great. Israel's hospitals are again in crisis. Since Wednesday morning, Jerusalem's Shaare Tzedek and both hospitals in the Hadassah system, B'nai Barak's Mayane Yeshua, Netanya's Laniado, and Nazareth's St. Vincent's de Paul Holy Family Hospital and Nazareth Hospital, have only been performing life-saving procedures and have refused to admit new patients from the Magen David Emergency Service. In a Tuesday letter to Health Minister Horowitz and Magen David Adom Emergency Service Director Eli Bin, the hospital directors accused health authorities of failing to live up to their budgetary commitments and said they do not have the funding to provide adequate care. The hospital administrators claim that 300 million shekel promised by the state to public hospitals has not yet been transferred. Finance Minister Avigdor Lieberman announced on Thursday that the Treasury transferred 100 million shekel to public hospitals. He said the hospitals will receive additional funds when they meet certain criteria laid out by the ministry. In a response to Lieberman's announcement, the hospital directors issued a statement saying that they would not end their strike until a full agreement is reached. Health Ministry Director General Nachman Asch said yesterday that the declining rates in COVID infections are a direct result of Israel's vaccine booster campaign, with third shots so far being given to nearly 2 million people. Researchers from the Hebrew University of Jerusalem said that Israel's drive to administer third COVID-19 vaccine shots had caused the change of trend, along with some reimposed restrictions. Forecasts are now that the number of seriously ill will drop from 700 to 500 by mid-September. The rate of serious cases out of all new infections dropped from around 2% to 1.4% in recent days. As of Friday morning, the rate of serious cases among the fully vaccinated over the age of 60 was 19.2 per 100,000. Among the partially vaccinated, it rose to 58.7 per 100,000. And for unvaccinated Israelis, the rate is 267.6 severe cases per 100,000. The number of Israelis who have died of the disease since the onset of the pandemic rose to 6,950. More than 350 people have died in August. Chaim Kanievsky, the leader of a large section of the Ashkenazi ultra-Orthodox community, has now unequivocally thrown his weight behind the government's vaccination push. After a meeting with the head of the coronavirus cabinet, Dr. Zalman Zaka, late on Tuesday, he said that only vaccinated or recovered teachers will be allowed into Haredi schools. His stance goes further than the government's position. Until the government's under the government's plan to reopen schools nationwide on September the 1st, teachers must present a green pass in order to enter schools. Such a pass is granted to those who are vaccinated, recovered, or who present a negative COVID test from the past 72 hours. Transportation Minister Merav Micha'eli revealed last Saturday that her widely condemned trip to the United States was undertaken for the purpose of meeting her first child, Uri, who was born through surrogacy. Micha'eli, whose ministry has a leading role in the coronavirus policies at Ben-Gurion Airport, faced negative media coverage after it was reported that she'd gone on vacation to the United States despite the government's position that those without good reason to travel should avoid doing so. When she announced the reason for the trip, the condemnations turned to congratulations. Barel Shmueli, a 21-year-old border police officer, was shot in the head during violence along the Gaza border last weekend. He is still fighting for his life. An initial IDF probe found a series of missteps that resulted in Gaza rioters catching a troop off guard and nearly overtaking them. Incendiary devices sent from Gaza continue to cause fires in southern Israel, including two yesterday. But Israel permitted additional goods and materials to enter the Gaza Strip beginning on Thursday after a protest on Wednesday passed without serious incident. An additional 1,000 workers from the Gaza Strip will also be allowed into Israel, but limited to those who've recovered from the coronavirus or who have been vaccinated. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.